بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، we are discussing from this kitab Mu'amalat, the spiritual dimensions of monetary dealings in Islam. These are pertinent advices of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for the Ummah in regards to business, financial dealings. The last time we had discussed the riwayat of Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, in which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam encouraged that if a person wants to cancel a sale, then a Muslim should also endeavor to go along and cancel the sale. This great virtue and reward by Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. The riwayat and narration of Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, if someone takes back an item bought by a Muslim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive his sins on the day of Qiyamah. As Abu Hushayrih radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, one who takes back something bought by his brother, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive his sins on the day of Qiyamah. There's great reward for cancelling his sale. Among the advices of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, closing a door of sustenance. Na'fi bin Samura radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to export goods to Syria. Na'fi bin Samura radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to export goods to Syria and thereafter began exporting to Iraq instead. Once he visited Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha and informed her what he had done. The Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha questioned him about the reason for his action and thereafter stated that she heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam saying that a person should not close a door of sustenance, that a person should not close a door of sustenance that has been opened for him, unless he is forced to do so, due to unfavorable circumstances. Nafi bin Samura radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to export goods to Syria, and thereafter began exporting to Iraq instead. From here we understand, my dear brothers, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has opened a door of sustenance for a person, then very importantly to make shukr to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Whatever ni'mat and bounty that Allah ta'ala has given, and alhamdulillah from that avenue we are getting some amount of sustenance. It shouldn't be that a person moves from one job to the next job due to greed. Any type of hijrat, any type of moving, whether it be from job to job, town to town, country to country, any type of hijrat, migration should be only for the purpose of deen. All a'mal are based upon intentions. And according to the intention, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant a person. But that person, فَمَا كَانَتْ هِجْرَتُهُ, that person who immigrates for the sake of Allah and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam said, that movement will indeed be for Allah and Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, there will be barakah in it. Allah will be his guardian, Allah will protect him. وَمَنْ كَانَتْ هِجْرَتُهُ لِلدُّنْيَا يُصِيبُهَا, and that person whose migration is for the sake of dunya, to attain good dunya, or for a woman to marry her, then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said his hijrat will be for that Allah ta'ala will treat him accordingly. A life of a believer is only for deen. The movement of a believer is only for the purpose of deen. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explicitly says in Quran Sharif that I have created jinn and insan only for my ibadat and nothing else. Now included in that is our necessities. And to make those necessities also ibadat. Eating, make it ibadat. Relieving yourself, make it ibadat. Marriage, make it ibadat. Work, job, education, make it ibadat. Or else is an activity of futility. There's no reward whatsoever. Nikah, walima, aqiqah, make it ibadat. These are all sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also. Make it an ibadat. Not that we make the nikah, or we make walima, or we make an aqiqah da'wat. Yes, we're doing a sunnah amal, but not according to sunnah, no reward. So every movement we are making, make it an ibadat. How to do that? Bring the sunnahs of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam into that action. So here, ulama explained, Mawlana Muzammil Saab of the Markaz in Bangladesh had mentioned this point. Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, the entire life, the hijrat, the movement in Madina Manawara, They're eating, they're drinking, they're sleeping, they're fikr in the morning, awakening, was all for the deen of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And for 13 long years, doors began to close in Makkah al-Mukarramah. Now it was time to make hijrat, now to move. Business became difficult, living became difficult, marriage became difficult, ostracized, boycotted, sanctions. Everything became difficult, 13 long years. Now when will the command come? For us, istikhara, mashwara. Then the command came, now move. Now the movement was for lillahi wa li rasulihi, for the sake of Allah and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And here Mu'ana mentions this point, that when the hijrat was made for Allah and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, this is the history of Sahaba radiallahu anhum and the history of mankind, that those that moved in the world for the sake of Allah and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, there was a very short test for them in life. When they came to family, belongings, property, rozi, sustenance, the test came. But the niyat was for Allah and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This is the history of Sahaba radiallahu anhum. The test will come. But that person who made this immigration, hijrat for Allah and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless him with deen and dunya. But that person who immigrated only for dunya, even only to, as the Hadith Sharif says, the dunya yusibuha, people are flying around the country for the sake of dunya. I purchased a car in Cape Town, I'm going to fly down for the day. But tell that person, give 124 hours in the path of Allah, I don't have time. But I'll go pick up the car. I'll move dunya. There's only dunya, no reward for it. But there was no intention, ya Allah, I'll use that vehicle in the path of Allah. I'm going to pick it up because it was appealing. So that hijrat that he made, temporary hijrat also, wasn't for Allah. Wasn't for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So the ummah is moving. They are meeting crossroads, crisscross, whether at airports also. But there's no talk of deen. We're doing it for dunya. Oh, he's going to marry a woman also, not to better his deen. So Mu'ana says at this point, the history of mankind, those that immigrated only for dunya or to marry a woman, then they lost their deen and they lost their dunya. There was no barakat in it. It just became a headache thereafter. So the life of a believer, then the holiday season will come. The hijrat also taking place. What are you moving for? Hundreds and thousands are spent on the day of Qiyamah. It will not go on the right-hand side of the scale. It will be on the left-hand side of the scale. Because his hijrat was for dunya or for a woman. So instead of investment, he's divesting in his akhirat. So every move of a believer is only for the sake of Allah and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He's moving from the masjid, he's going home. The breakfast also to get strength, Durud Sharif, Salatul Jumu'ah. His entire day revolves around his salah. Now in the masjid, we brought dunya also. Come to the masjid, here also dunya is open on the different apps. Cutting deals in the masjid. So this hijrat, lillahi wa li rasulihi, has become tainted also. To the masjid, we're going for umrah. There also that hijrat is via Dubai. Let's pick up dunya first, then we go to Hijaz al-Muqaddas. So ulama say they could not colonize our minds to the education system and make us think like them. Eastern country, Western culture. African country, Western culture. Muslim home, Western culture. Everything became Western. What happened? They could not colonize the mind through the education system, then they built such a strong environment that colonized our lives also. They call yourself Muslim, but think like us and do like us. To colonize the environment, and so strongly that in African country they were able to change the language also and make them feel that your mother language is inferior, this language is superior. So for the ummah to wake up, being Rabiul Awwal, just celebrating just the birth of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, is to celebrate his life and the sunnah. Otherwise it will be like we have an old elderly person in the family, One very old, we can't take care of him. Put him in the wheelchair in the homes. Once a year we'll take him out and have a birthday party for him. But whatever you taught us is not conducive right now. We can't take it to the walimas and nikahs because you won't manage over here. The intermingling is not your thing. So we'll send you back to the old age home. We'll take you out next year again. Throw a party for you and put you back there again. They say the celebration of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, having it once a year is actually an insult. The celebrate is every day. The time from the time we wake up to rubbing the eyes, reading dua, miswak, low pan toilet, making wuzu, the sunnats, almost 300 sunnats in a day of a believer. That's the hijrat, we're moving from one sunnah to the next sunnah. Then we find the barakat. So our business dealings, our domestic life, our aqaid, our akhlaq, iman, social interaction, all these things according to the sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, shouldn't be that now we park the person off back into the old age home, next year we'll take you out. But whatever you taught us for the entire year, you won't manage it, we also can't manage it. But we'll celebrate your birthday and we'll send you back again. The woman has to wake up and go back to Madinatul Munawwara. Go to that lifestyle of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It creates such an environment in the world that the world gets influenced that this is the life of a Muslim. This is kamyabi success. But just to repeat this hadith of closing a door of sustenance, Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam wa rahmatullil alameen taught us every single migration, how to move in the world. Nafi bin Samura radiallahu anhu used to export goods to Syria. Thereafter began exporting to Iraq instead. Make shukr for the ni'mat and the bounty of a rosy. How many times nowadays we'll find even the housewife at home that is crying, not enough, not enough. This year we have to upgrade. This year we have to do this. Make shukr. Once a person wrote to Hazrat Akhi Bakhtar Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi, Hazrat, I'm making zikr so many years, but the heart is not attentive. Not feeling, I'm not getting that feeling. Hazrat says, first make shukr to Allah that He allowed your tongue to take His name. First make shukr to Allah for the tongue He gave you, allowed your tongue to take His name. To the shukr of that bounty of being able to take the name of Allah, then cry to Allah, Ya Allah, give me a heart that also will take your name. Make shukr first. Thank Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Shouldn't be greed or we just give it up. That now I need to move on because I need to increase my monthly from 50,000 to 100,000, 200,000. I need to meet that bracket. I need to make it there. So he moved the export. Then he visited Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha and informed her what he had done. This also behind parda. Ulama said that 2/3 of fiqh and jurisprudence the ummah learned from Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. The knowledge Allah ta'ala had blessed her. So out of zarurat, sahaba ikram would have to go to her to ask her these masail. Because only she knew these masail, these fatawa. So behind parda they used to ask her because of dini, necessity and zarurat. So she questioned him about the reason for his action and thereafter stated that she heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam saying that a person should not close the door of sustenance, make shukr for it. Continue going, don't look elsewhere. But I need, before a person can make hijrat, my dear brothers, from one job to the next job, first start the amal of barakat. Very important. I want an increase in my salary, start the amal of barakat first. And the amal of barakat are very simple. Fajr salah is a big amal. When you're going back home, enter the home, salamu alaikum, loudly. People are sleeping, not so loud that you disturb the sleeping person. Salam, Durul Sharif, Suratul Ikhlas. Sahabi complained to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, things are very difficult right now. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam gave him this wahi prescription, divine prescription, Suratul Ikhlas, and Durul Sharif. Allah will bless your home so much that you will feed your neighbors also. Short span of time, Ya Rasulullah, I'm feeding neighbors and streets now. Simple amal, there was no need to change the job. Just increase the amal or change the amal. Make mashwara, make istikhara. So start the amal of barakat from the time of Subuh Sadiq till the Fajr Salah. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam told that sahabi, when he says things are difficult, where are you? Oh my sahabi, where are you? And the dhikr of the entire creation. Entire creation is getting sustenance because of this tasbih. Read this from the time of Subuh Sadiq were after the sunnats till the farz of the fajr. Subhanallah bihamdihi, Subhanallah al-Azim, Astaghfirullah. 100 times. Subhanallah bihamdihi, Subhanallah al-Azim, Astaghfirullah. For every kalima that you read, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will create an angel that will praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And dunya will come to you raghimatan saghiratan. You can't even translate it in English. Meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will throw the luxuries of dunya at your feet. This is the amal of barakat. So start the amal of barakat. So she says to Hazrat Nafi bin Sumara radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that she heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying that a person should not close the door of sustenance that has been opened for him unless he is forced to do so due to unfavorable circumstances. Here we learn also, my dear brothers, one is the avenue of sustenance was open, but he preferred to export elsewhere. We make sugar for it. And how many a wife out there also, when the husband will bring the groceries home, and she will make dua for him, that Jazakallahu khairan, O my husband, may Allah give you barakat, that you brought so much home. But from the 10 items, he forgot one. And the household will forget the 10 items, she remember the 1 item. How you forgot this? But the 10 items that are there to make shukr for that, he forgot. And he said, I'll go buy it again. May Allah bless you, Allah give you barakat, Allah keep you happy. For her to make dua for the husband. May Allah Ta'ala keep your shadow upon us for a long period of time. With afiyat and qabooliyat. That you make our khidmat, we make your khidmat. That's a Muslim home. Not only complain. But to make shukr, ya Allah, you give me a husband. He's taking care of all expenses. Then the barakat will come in the home. Allah Ta'ala give us understanding. SubhanAllah.